Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, challenging, and bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber.
And I'm your co-host, Monique Robin. Okay, Amantha, I know you have a tip to share with us today that is amazing. Normally, we try not to have discussions about the show so that it can be fresh, but you were so excited about this tip that you did tell me a week ago before we recorded this, and I've got to say, it works unequivocally.
Okay, so this is the thing that has completely changed my conversion rate on the dating apps. And by conversion rate, I mean matching with someone and then moving from match to actually messaging or texting, because I find that, I don't know, it's very hit and miss. Maybe 50% of people, would you say, that let's take Bumble, for example, because this is where you can use it. I haven't found any other dating apps where I can actually apply this tip, but Bumble, it's about 50-50 if I match with someone and say hi.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't quantified it, but I'd say that sounds about right. And before you reveal this tip, I just want to say, it absolutely has improved my conversion rate too.
Yeah, I think I'm at about 100% now.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Blows my mind. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not a hot tip. It's the hottest tip.
I don't know how we're going to get any better tips than this during season two.
Oh, no, it's all downhill.
Okay, so let's reveal it and stop being annoying. So the tip is, which I feel like it just sounds so simple now, is rather than doing a written message, like a text message from the app.
Hang on just one second. That's when someone comes into your beeline or when you cold approach. So your first ever interaction.
Your first interaction. And this is on Bumble where the female has to make the first move. So rather than sending a written message, send an audio message. So a voice message, like record it. And Monique and I have also played around on other apps. I think we're both on Hinge. Are you still on Hinge?
Yeah, I'm still on Hinge.
Yeah, me too. Reluctantly, because I find that it's not as good as Bumble. But anyway, so Hinge does not have this functionality. On Bumble, when you go to write a message, there's a little microphone icon, and to record an audio message, you hold down the microphone icon and then you talk, and then when you've finished your message, you just take your finger off the icon and the audio message is sent. And I started doing this actually because it was way more efficient. Normally when I'm sending a text message or a WhatsApp message, I'm at my computer so I can type quickly. I really hate typing on the phone because it's slow.
Mm.
But on Bumble, there's no desktop or computer version. So I really hate texting on Bumble because it's really slow and I can type faster on a computer than I can on my phone. And so I started doing the audio message because I'm like, oh, well, this just makes it so much quicker. I can just fire off a bunch of audio messages within the space of minutes. So I was doing it for efficiency. But then literally every time I do this, which has been, I don't know, probably 10 different guys, maybe 15 different guys, something like that. They've all been like, wow, thanks for the audio message. Or wow, that's so innovative. Oh my God, I've never had an audio message before. Like the reaction, like nobody is using this feature in Bumble, I feel like.
100%. And exactly my experience. It has not been different to yours. And it honestly has changed the way I've been dating. And it's given me so much more confidence because you know how I was getting really demoralized with the lack of conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been fantastic.
So I found though, in terms of guys sending an audio message back, I feel like this is actually a big deal to send an audio message, which, and I don't know if it's because you and I talk for a living, like, and we also do this podcast as well. So we're probably quite comfortable just talking and not rehearsing and just recording something. But I find that I've had responses from guys going, oh, wow, thank you so much for the audio message. I promise I'll send you an audio message back when I've got a bit more time or space or something like that, as if that's like a thing. I feel like people are a little bit nervous to use the feature. So I don't know, what would you recommend to our listeners if they're like, oh, that sounds great because I want a way to cut through and improve conversion rates, but maybe they're like a little bit hesitant because you don't get more than one take. Like you hit record and then it's sent.
And I've got to be honest, I've had a few people that have had to send two because they failed the first time. Yeah. And I have been a bit judgy. I won't lie. Because to me, it's important as somebody who can articulate themselves well. They don't have to be a good speaker, as in like confident to speak in a large group or anything like that. But I really do want them to be good at impromptu conversation. And I guess that's a good test. But my advice really is to practice and know that you're going to probably not sound so great. So maybe practice on the borderline ones before you do the good ones. Because what I find, even with me, who is really confident talking, is that after a while, I have a few standard things that I say anyway. So even the practice that I've intuitively had to do has actually served me for all future messaging, because 30 seconds of the message is actually stuff I say to everybody.
Ah, yeah, that's such good advice. And I mean, you could even just get out like your voice memo app on your mobile phone and just record yourself talking into your phone and just get used to it that way.
Tell me, what do you normally say?
So I would say something like, hi, whatever your name is, really nice to connect. And I would then ask them something that I'd seen in their profile, or if their profile had next to like no information about themselves, I'd just say, hey, so your profile's pretty light on in terms of information. Tell me what you do with yourself, or what does life consist of for you, or just a general message like that. And then I'd say, as if I was leaving a voicemail almost, and then I go, so I look forward to hearing from you. And that would be my message.
Yeah, and I think that's great, because what it says to me is that you've already got two or three things that you want to include in the message. So once you've practiced, you pretty much know what you're going to say.
Yeah, and so I don't practice because I don't find it a big deal sending audio messages. And also I'll occasionally send audio messages via text message to friends as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never got one of those.
No, I don't send them to you. That's funny. I normally text you when I'm sitting at my computer. So it's just easy to type. But yeah, no, I probably should. There are some people that I'll send more audio messages to, again, because it's efficient. But yeah, I think that's another way for people to practice, like just send audio messages instead of texting your friends, because they won't judge you.
So I reckon I'm not maybe as confident as you in impromptu conversation. So I have developed a little bit of a stock standard.
So what's yours?
Okay, so I'll start off with, hey there, whatever their name is, and I'll always thank them. If they were ones that were already in my beeline, I'll go, thank you for coming into my beeline. I appreciated seeing your profile there. If they weren't, I'll be like, thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio message. I appreciate
That's
it.
Nice. Yeah.
I think gratitude is a really good way to start any conversation.
That's a nice tip, yeah.
Step one. The step two would be I would ask them something to show that I specifically looked at their profile. So I see you enjoy golf. And then I'll relate it back to my life. I must admit, I've never played golf. However, I do like all kinds of sport. So we've got nothing in common, but we still have something in common. Or, like you, if they're pretty light on in their profile, I'll say something a bit flirty. I'll go, you don't have much to say in your profile, so I must be finding you very cute, because here I am sending you a message just based on your pictures. Please save me from feeling so superficial by telling me a bit about yourself.
Oh, that's gold. That is so good. I'm stealing.
Steal it.
From you. Like, I'm loving all the flattery.
And then the last thing will be about a comment to bring it into this moment. I'll say, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're enjoying whatever it is that you're doing. I really, really look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
That's nice. Well, so that's our hot tip. That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.